Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner, broadcasting from Fool Global Headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia, here each week to talk about the motley world of money and investing. On today's show, nutritional labels at McDonald's, the real value of Google, and the CEO of IMAX. But we begin the show by talking about the week's big news. No, we're not talking Harriet Myers or indictments or hurricanes. We are talking about President Bush's decision to nominate Bernard Bernanke to be the next Fed chief. Bernanke is currently the chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors and a former Fed governor, here to provide some additional perspective on the Fed chief in waiting is Fool Radio economics contributor Charlie Whelan, author of the book Naked Economics. He joins us from the NPR Bureau in Chicago. Charlie, welcome.
Good to be with you.
Charlie, let's cut to the quick. Your take on Fed chief nominee Bernard Bernanke.
Oh, I think he's highly competent. The markets liked him. And the jury will be out for a long time on whether he's going to do a good job or not, because it is a little like Supreme Court justices, although there's some important distinctions we might make later, in that you appoint someone to the bench and they either pass muster in terms of their scholarly qualifications, their capacity for intellectual thought, or they don't. And if they do, you still don't know once they're on the bench how they're going to perform. And indeed, Greenspan turned out to have done a spectacular job, but we don't really know what Bernanke is going to face. Is it? It won't be the East Asian crisis. It might be a different fiscal crisis. It won't be the internet bubble. It may be a different bubble. So you never quite know how he's going to perform. But coming in, he clearly passes muster and has respect from all the major parties who count.
Is Bernard Bernanke his real name, by the way, or is that just a stage name?
Well, I always called him Ben, but who knows?
And is it true, in fact, that you know or have known Ben Bernanke?
Ben Bernanke was a professor at Princeton when I was there, and my new claim to fame, so my old claim to fame, which we're going to have to retire, of course, was riding on the plane with Greenspan. We wore that one out fairly quickly. My new claim to fame is that Bernanke taught a macroeconomics class, and I took the more advanced class, not his. He taught the more basic macro course. So in many ways, I was ahead of the Fed chief, or that's how we'll be spinning it from here on out.
And we will be happy to do that almost week in and week out with you, Charlie. In our research, in fact, we read where Bernanke is devoted to, quote, inflation targeting. I don't know if that was his course back then. Greenspan opposes inflation targeting. Let's start by asking, what exactly is inflation targeting?
Well, it would be when the Fed makes explicit targets for the level of inflation they would like to see, and that includes boundaries within which they're going to keep it, and makes explicit that we're not going to tolerate inflation over 4% or under 2%, depending on what the target is. But the key is that they make it explicit, that you can go to the Fed website and they're going to say, our goal for monetary policy is this band for inflation. Now, that's not as radical the concept as you would think, because Alan Greenspan implicitly had certain bands for inflation, but never made explicit what those targets were. Bernanke says we should actually tell the public, tell the markets, where we're aiming our monetary policy. Greenspan resisted, not because it's some radical or disputable idea, but because he felt that he needed more latitude, and that under some circumstances, and you don't have to define the circumstances because you don't know what's coming along, the Fed may want extra latitude and may want to violate its bands and therefore shouldn't make them explicit in the first place.
So we've heard Bernanke versus Greenspan on this, but what I'd like to know, or maybe what the American people would like to know, is what Charlie Whelan thinks.
I don't think it makes a whole lot of difference, actually, because once a Fed chief, even without the explicit targeting, has established a certain amount of credibility, as Greenspan did, as someone who's not going to tolerate a lot of inflation, then the markets basically expect that anyway, and they don't really care, in my opinion, whether it's going to be 2%, 2.5%, or what have you. So it's being made into a big schism, but by and large, Bernanke was a safe choice, somebody who's been on the Fed, someone who's highly knowledgeable of monetary policy, and I think they're taking this small difference with Greenspan because that's pretty much all there is.
And on perhaps a related note, Charlie, we know that you've been spreading rumors that Bernanke once wore the Groucho Marx nose and glasses. Would you please elaborate on that?
Well, soon after he was nominated, I went to my personal photo archive in the basement and found my old photo of Ben Bernanke dressed in a T-shirt and the Groucho Marx glasses, including the furry eyebrows, the big black plastic frames, the giant rubber nose, and the mustache. And he was posing while giving a lecture at the board in the Groucho Marx glasses.
I will tell you that I prefer public figures to have a sense of humor. Are you suggesting that Ben Bernanke has a sense of humor, or is this a very idiosyncratic individual?
It's definitely not how he always taught, if that's what people are wondering out there. This was not part of the wardrobe. He had a tremendous sense of humor, actually, and the photo was taken for a little student newspaper rag that we had published that was mostly gossip, innuendo, and bad jokes, and out of the goodness of his heart, he humored us, and for that, I think I will always be eternally grateful.
Mm. Alan Greenspan, notwithstanding, the Federal Reserve isn't always the most exciting subject. How important is the Fed to the life of me, the individual American?
I think it's extraordinarily important. And to really draw a comparison of how important it can be, I would go all the way back to Paul Volcker. Paul Volcker, who was the one who really broke the back of inflation, and we should point out was the one who had enormous shoes, both literally and figuratively, because he was about 6'7". There was much concern over whether Alan Greenspan could fill those shoes. So we should remember that as we look to the end of the Greenspan era. But Volcker, in breaking the back of inflation, drove up real interest rates extremely high, and in the process basically engineered a global recession. So more than anybody else on the planet, arguably even the President of the United States, the Fed chairman has the capacity to turn up and turn down the economy. And if he does it well, as Greenspan did, say, after the 87 stock bubble collapse, or dealing by and large fairly well with the internet bubble, then people's lives are literally better as a result. The economy works better. It's more resilient. If they do it poorly, as during the 70s when we suffered from stagflation, or during the Great Depression, which most folks would argue was basically a series of really bad monetary decisions, then people's lives will suffer seriously as a consequence.
To close, and I think we need a drum roll for this. Charlie, we now know that you know Bernard Bernanke, so you know how he speaks. So when Bernanke becomes Fed chief, yes or no, will we still be able to play our game? What did the Fed chief say?
I fear that we will be able to play, but we're going to be giving away a lot of ball caps because I think he's a lot more clear than Alan Greenspan. And if we read excerpts from the testimony and they actually make sense, I don't think there's going to be quite the challenge there. He taught the course on macroeconomics for people who didn't use calculus because he was very clear in making explicit those concepts. So my fear is that the what did the Fed chief say may belong to the Greenspan era.
Maybe we'll call it, what did the Fed chief not say?
Yes, or what should he have said? I don't know, there are permutations, but we better start working on them now.
Thank you, Charlie. Charlie Whelan is the author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. Charlie Whelan, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.